No, fuck me. I have not made a podcast in so long. I have had nothing to talk about. I mean, I could just bullshit ramble about religion and philosophy and other things I don't know much about, but I don't know. Like, I quit my job at Jack's today. I don't know how to feel. One side of me is happy that I have, like, a teenage life back where, like, my friends could ask me, hey, do you want to hang out? And I could more than likely say yes, because I have nothing to fucking worry about. Like, because I was always working. I worked Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. 4 days out of the week. That is most of my week. The 3 days I'm not working were 2 school days where I would sleep all day, and Sunday where I'd finish my community service. Oh, by the way, I'm pretty sure I told you guys I got arrested a while back. I mean, I feel like saying that makes me look dumb as shit, but then again, like, I'm not gonna lie. This is for me to vent. So, yeah. I'm more than sure I told you guys I got arrested way back then. Like, near... Yeah, I definitely made a podcast about it. I remember it now. With the shrooms and the weed. Oh, Jesus. Well, yeah, what's an update on that? I have 1 class left, and I have 4 hours of community service that I'm going to finish tomorrow. My class is November 7th, and after that I'll be all set to make even dumber decisions. I mean, I learned from this, you know. I'm not going to do dumber things, but what I learned is I probably shouldn't drive around with psychedelics. You know, psychedelics, I'm pretty sure I'm over my head in that. Like, it's definitely something to experiment with, but I've been taking it too far, and it's not something that teenagers should really be as involved in as they are, I guess. And I really shouldn't be driving around with it in my car, or selling it for that matter, or selling any illegal drugs. It's probably not too moral. I'm not focused on the moral part. I'm more focused on the, you know, the part where it's illegal and I have better things to do with my time. But I quit my job at Jack's, and now I have all this free time. I don't know what I'm going to do with this free time. It feels really fucking weird coming home and then not working, but not being tired enough from working the night before. So I just have this free time where I just, you know, do shit. But with that, here's the thing. The thought of working, like, I'm not gonna say I'm lazy and I'm a hard worker. No, what I mean is I'm not gonna say that I'm not lazy and that I'm not a hard worker, because, like, I guess you could say I'm lazy. I don't know. It's just like when I think about it, like, going to work, it's like, oh, like, just in general, not even at Jack's, like, going to work, like, I have mixed feelings about that, because it's like, oh, I'm making money, but, you know, I'm sacrificing time that I could spend studying. And sorry, I got a text message. Get fucking distracted here. Okay, what I'm saying is, I like working. Like, the thought of it is, like, it annoys me, but, like, when I go there and I say hi to everyone and I actually get in the groove of things, I genuinely enjoy it. And then the thought of working hard and paying for shit on my own and making my own money, and then, like, on nights where I just want to buy, like, Juul pods for my Juul, that is a waste of money that I'm looking at right now, when, like, it's nicotine, it's amazing, and it's not as bad for me as the cigarettes are. Well, cigarettes are nicotine, but the Juul pods are healthier, I guess. And it's just, it's nice to have my own money, and it's nice to, it feels like I'm growing when I have my own job. But now I don't have a job, and I'm 18, and it feels bad. It feels like one side of me is like, oh, you don't have a job, you're perfectly fine, you're in high school, you're thinking about college, you're not exactly sure, and you're getting amazing grades in school, like, you're like an, I guess you're an above average student, or average at most. So, like, what do I have to worry about? But then again, I'm not going anywhere. I'm doing school, and then I'll go on to college. Well, I guess I am going somewhere. Okay, I guess that is a place, but I'm not going fast enough, I feel like. So I feel like if I have a job, I'm going farther, and I'm making money. It's really the money aspect here is what I'm getting at. I feel like I need to have a constant income, partly because I have to pay for my phone bill and my car insurance, so it's not mandatory, but it is definitely suggested that I have constant income. But, like, what am I going to do when I want to move out? I need money. So immediately, I need a job. And what I was getting at before is, like, yes, I'm lazy. No, I am not a hard worker. But if I am working and I get into the groove of things, basically, then I feel amazing. And if I feel like I can, if I feel like there's potential, then I will work my ass off. Because at Jack's, it was like some days I would dishwash and I would just think, I'm not going fucking anywhere. Like, this job isn't anything for me. I'm gonna stay a dishwasher, and then I would just bullshit around. But then other days I would be allowed to cook, or it would be really slow, and I'm like, wait, holy shit, I can cook and possibly get promoted and make more money. And then with this, I will have this experience with me, and then if I want to go to another job, I'll have cooking experience, and cooking is just good to have, and it felt like I was growing. But the thing is, most of the time I was dishwashing and I was just making money. The only part where I was growing is the money aspect. And I was buying a lot of shit I shouldn't buy. That's very expensive. And I guess it wasn't good for my bank account, but it just put me in a circle, basically. I would make a certain amount of money a month, or I would make a certain amount of money a week. Then each month it would go to my car and my phone. And then I would have growth. I would have more money in my bank account than I did last month. But then I would do stupid shit like buy drugs or buy other shit for myself, mainly drugs. And it would put me upside down. It wouldn't put me upside down. That sounds terrible. I'm sorry. It wouldn't put me upside down. It would just, okay, here's an example. I make roughly $1,000 a month working as a dishwasher. I did, I guess. I'm jobless now. But I would make $1,000 a month. 100 of that went to the phone bill. 200 of that went to my car insurance. So that is 700 right there. Throughout a month, I'd probably spend like, actually, I don't know where it would go. It really isn't all drugs then, I guess. Because there's gas, and then there's just going out to eat. So yeah, okay, I was improving. I was not improving, but I was growing, I guess. Each month I would have more and more money in my bank account. But with buying drugs and buying shit that it feels terrible saying that. I don't know, like, saying it out loud feels extremely weird, but it's to you guys. and it's not a person, so I guess it feels more comfortable. But buying shit isn't the right way to go. Rationing out your money and buying only what you need is really what I should do. Because, like, I had this mentality for the rationing shit. I had that mentality. But then someone was like, hey, have you ever tried psychedelics? And then I was like, oh, shit, okay, well, this won't hurt. And a couple $100 later, here I am regretting everything. I'm not regretting it. I guess I'm sorry if I'm using this as a therapeutic session, but I'm not regretting it. I'm just glad I learned that there's better things out there for me. Like psychedelics, that's never gonna get off my mind. It's an amazing concept that it is possible to help people with LSD or psilocybin. It cures addiction, depression, stress, anxiety, just like weed does, but LSD, it doesn't exactly kill brain cells or damage them. It might damage them, but that's not exactly proven, but it doesn't exactly do the same damage does to as weed. So, like, LSD is like, weed is the cigarettes to LSD, if that makes sense. You have weed and you have cigarettes, right? This is coming from the perspective of a teenager that doesn't do shit. So, I mean, drugs are obviously involved in my life quite a bit, which feels shitty to say, but I mean, hey. So, weed and cigarettes, right? Cigarettes are like, they make you feel good. It helps out a lot. And more than it should. And weed is amazing, better than cigarettes, and is meant to be used less often than cigarettes. Cigarettes you could smoke anytime and you'd be perfectly fine. But with weed, you can't exactly work. Like, you can't exactly have a job and work on the line or do certain things. I guess you could. I dishwashed high all the time. It was really fucking easy, and it was actually it was easier than sober, but it you're not meant to work while high. Weed is supposed to be a side thing, and now you go from cigarettes and weed, then you go from weed to LSD, and it's like, that is how weed is the cigarettes to LSD, because weed does these amazing things, but you're not supposed to do it as often as LSD. And this, it helps. Every single one of those helps. It's the rationing that's important. And I feel like I sound retarded, because my whole life I was raised, drugs are bad, like any type of drug is bad, but realistically, nicotine, and I've talked to adults about this. I can't say that person's name. My old kitchen manager. That's cool. That won't get me him in trouble, I guess. He quit now and he moved on. So, my old kitchen manager, we talked a lot. And what it came down to is cigarettes, nicotine, alcohol, doesn't matter, just don't drink while working, and cigarettes, you know, it's a fucking, or just nicotine in general, it's something to do on your break, you know, it sucks to get addicted, and if you're not addicted, good for you, but if you are, I don't think I'm addicted, that's a different topic, but with nicotine, it's, you know, it's just there, it's a side, it doesn't really matter. With weed, it's not an everyday thing. It's definitely something to do, but it's not an everyday thing. It's something to be on the side or after work or just as a helper on this side, keyword, the side, where you ration it out. You don't do it every day. And after you get all your shit done is when you get high. My mentality was, oh, well, I work on weed. I go to school high, you know, like everything is amazing. But then I started to think about it, and after the whole probation thing, I realized I work so much better sober and way better like through school and work, everything is easier sober. So weed is not something to do while you're working. And then there's the LSD. So weed is okay as long as you ration it out. Whether you should do it every day, that's subjective. But as long as you do your work and you're a functioning pot smoker or functioning pothead, then yeah, pothead. If you're a functioning pothead and you do all your shit and then you smoke on the side, it's okay. But then with psychedelics and LSD, it's the same thing, except obviously it's not an everyday thing, and it shouldn't be an every week thing or an every month thing. Maybe once every 2 months. That's 6 times a year. That doesn't sound that bad to me, considering the health facts behind LSD. And with my friend that would talk to me about this, the old kitchen manager that has had a lot of experience with drugs, that sounds terrible. He would tell me not to do them, if that makes sense. Like, everything I'm telling you, he would tell me, except the psychedelic part. He didn't agree at all with that. I mean, he said, yeah, you know, maybe once in a while, but it's not something you should think about and, like, wait for. Like, with weed, it's one thing because it's whatever, but psychedelics are more dangerous. But then again, well, yeah, it's dangerous if you do it more often, but it's not something that should always be on your mind. It's not something to get addicted to, is basically what I'm saying. So there's that. So I'm fucking jobless now, and I don't exactly know what to do with my time or my life. And there are certain things that my dad has working right now, and it's a plan, you know, and I want to be involved in it, and he's talked to me about it, so there's that. But I realize that, like, I want to use my mind more than my physical self. Like, yeah, I can lift shit, I could dishwash again, I could cook, it's whatever. But I feel like I can do so much more. I probably sound really pretentious in a bad way, but I feel like I can do so much more when it comes to thinking out things, writing things down, and playing it through there and making money off that. I feel like I could do more in that avenue rather than, okay, this plate is washed this way, and then it goes here, and when you make this sandwich, you toast a bread, and then you put this on the oven at this time and all that. But then I think about that, and I'm like, damn, that makes me sound like a lazy fucking worker. Like, who wants to watch their kid, or even just who wants to look at an employee and hear, like, oh, you know, I don't really like working unless it's all mental thinking. Because that's where I strive. And that's where the whole sobriety thing comes in. You can't fucking do that shit on acid or weed. Nicotine, it doesn't matter. But, I mean, if you're going to be a mental thinker here, then you need to have a clear head. And that's something I never realized until I ended up going to work on acid and high. Different occasions, don't worry. In different occasions. And I realized that, holy shit, mentally thinking is difficult. So being sober is the way to go. And it's crazy saying that out loud, because I never thought it would be that way. I always thought weed was the answer to everything when it came to any form of thinking. But I mean, there actually is, like, being sober, it's fucking crazy. I mean, we are this way for a reason, you know. If we were somehow able to naturally get high every day, oh, fuck, it is natural, it grows off a plant. If we were to somehow just do it with a click of a finger, like, just without even moving, then, yeah, it might have some stance and some basis of working on it. But it's something that you have to voluntarily do, and it's something that, like, your body is, God, I don't know how to describe it. What I'm trying to say is, we are sober 100. We're sober for a reason. We are this way for a reason. we're not high all the time. We don't have THC running through our system all the time for a reason, because things work better if everyone is sober. Now, you don't have to be sober all the time, just in the times that matter when it comes to working, you know? I don't know who the fuck this is directed to other than me and other teenagers that feel lost, I guess. I don't think anyone's gaining from this except me talking out loud, you know? And, yeah. American Horror Story is back on. I'm watching the fucking, season 7? Yeah, season 7 right now. It's an amazing show. You guys should watch it. Okay, I'm gonna go now. Oh shit, I just dropped food on my bed. Thank you for listening, if you are. If you're not, I mean, that's okay. I understand. I wouldn't listen to me. I wouldn't listen to me because I already know everything that I'm gonna say, but from another person, like, I couldn't listen to me. I don't know what I'd gain from it. I mean, I guess it'd be interesting listening to myself, you know? But, oh, jeez, I'm rambling. Okay, I'm gonna go now. I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.